foreign nationals were relocated to two sites during the COVID pandemic under level 5 lockdown emergency regulations. This after they were evicted from Green Market Square and the Central Methodist Church. Citing fears of xenophobia, demands were made from within the foreign national community for relocation to Europe and Canada. Since then, hundreds of people who lived at the two camps opted to be reintegrated into communities or returned to their countries of origin.
The city has repeatedly, over many years dating back to the COVID lockdown, made efforts to assist these foreign residents with reintegration, all of which have been declined and denied and refused. And so now the only option is that they have to be evicted from those sites and unfortunately probably will also need to be deported out of South Africa back to their country of origin.
Those still at these two sites says returning to the communities they once lived in or to their countries of birth is not possible.
We don't want also to go back to our country because we ran away our country. How we can go back where we ran away? So in the community, we can't even go back in the community because we are not safe there. So we was just asking them if they can help us to take us wherever, any country we can be safe. We didn't mention we want this, we want this. No, we want to go anywhere we can be safe.
As eviction looms, those remaining say there is nothing they can do about it.
If they force me to go to my country, that's a thief. They are killing me. It's fine, but I can't choose to go to die in the community or to go to die wherever. That's not my choice. I need a life. I need the life for my own, my family. So, which life?
Anything they are doing in this country, the whole world is watching, especially in this camp. We didn't come here ourselves, and we are surprised. We are very surprised because for the beginning we knew anything city, they come home affair, what and what they were saying, they were not involved with the refugees or in this tent. But today they are involved.
Conditions at the Paint City site are appalling. While the city emphasizes that an eviction notice will be served, the process to remove people from the site could take some time.
This progress has come about because the city has pushed the Department of Home Affairs and the Department of Public Works, who are actually the responsible departments here, to get on with this case and take responsibility and make sure that these sites are restored for broader public use, and also that they are no longer the sites of deterioration and urban decay that you see happening right now.
Meanwhile, the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure has welcomed the eviction, saying, among others, millions of rands paid monthly to maintain tents and facilities at the sites will be redirected to urgent public needs. Mareska Botha, SABC News.